Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Oh baby, listen harder, harder, yes baby, just like that, now spank it, SPNK, and you are the king, baby.
SPNK, that was my typo. So SPNK, and a fine SPNK to you, Bill.
Yes, and to you also. Oh, I'm sorry, and also to you.
And also to you, yes. Okay, wait, here, I gotta, no, okay. Welcome to King of the Geek.
Yes.
That was an oldie but a goodie, so we decided to revisit because I'm out of creativity.
Right.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
This is going to be a winner of a podcast. So how's everything going?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Just working and house hunting.
Yeah. Excellent.
That's pretty much what we did all week.
Mm-hmm. Nice, and probably what you will be doing for the next
week. Few weekends. Hopefully, sure. If we get hold of our realtor.
Mm-hmm.
We should be doing it again. Yeah, we had, I think we had a little luck.
Mm-hmm.
And then a tale of woe.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I think everybody has one tale.
I had three tales of woe. One that I actually, broke down over. That's it, we're not buying a house. I don't even care anymore.
But see, I think the bad thing about it was the fact that we didn't even have a chance at it.
Because
basically it was, we met up with our realtor at the Varsity.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drove us around.
Right.
First house we get to, couldn't find the lockbox. Lockbox mm-hmm. was not on the doorknob like it normally
right.
is.
Right.
But according to the instructions, there was something about a metal gate.
Mm-hmm.
So they were looking for that. So since we couldn't get in, we went ahead and walked all around the outside, mm-hmm. peeked in some windows, got a general lot, fell in love, nice wooded mm-hmm. lot, huge deck, would have been perfect for entertaining, and hot tubs. I mean, you'd have different levels. You could have different themes on different parts of
apparently decks. Someone else thought it was a good house,
too. Oh, yeah. Well, considering the way the neighborhood looked, mm-hmm. the realtors were pretty much, this at one point was probably a 100,000-plus
mm-hmm.
house.
Mm-hmm.
And they were wanting, was that one of the ones that was under 60 or under 50? Yeah, mm-hmm. it was well under what that house originally went for.
Yeah, yeah.
And it definitely wasn't a trashed house.
Mm-hmm.
I think from going back and looking at the pictures, we would have had to replace a doorknob in the kitchen. It looked like hardwood floors everywhere. Part of the basement had already been refurbished. Mm-hmm. It was just
that happens.
Yeah, and then what happens when we finally decided, because what they were going to do is they had left messages. They'd been leaving messages all week long, mm-hmm. basically. But if we hadn't heard from them, or mm-hmm. they had a few things they had to do after we got finished,
mm-hmm.
and then we were going to come back after they got their Fannie Mae key, which mm-hmm. I guess is like a master key that can get into a lot of these houses.
Okay.
They called us up, said, okay, we're heading back. We got to basically the CVS we stop at mm-hmm. all the time. We got there.
Okay.
They call and say, yeah, she finally got back. It closed on Friday.
People play all kinds of stupid games like that.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, we found out when we got to one house we looked at, they opened the lockbox and the key was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very unethical to do this, but she says there are some, what they'll do
yeah.
is if a realtor comes by and there's someone they have
mm-hmm.
that it shows a strong interest in the house,
mm-hmm.
that they'll do that. They'll take the key so no one else can go look at the house and put a bid in.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, there was another lockbox in the back, so mm-hmm. we could go and look at it.
Yeah.
But this place had a built-in, they built a smoker. You could mm-hmm. basically tell that part of this house, they were in the midst when they, I guess, whoever lost it, they were
mm-hmm.
in the midst of fixing it up.
Mm-hmm. Some major renovations.
Yeah, because they had actually done some handcrafted molding throughout the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you got,
because
it was one of those split levels
mm-hmm.
where you had, when you walked in, you had, the living room and the kitchen, and then you go down some stairs, and there's a
mm-hmm.
den.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when you went into the den area, you could tell that the molding wasn't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they had basically been
setting
it up to where, so whoever had it beforehand.
Yeah.
And this place had a mother-in-law suite. That's how we got in.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a four-bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
because they had also turned, they converted the garage into another room. And then you had another whole kitchen, bathroom, and living room downstairs for a mother-in-law suite.
Well, I mean, yeah, I had one that was beautiful. And you talk about, like, a party house. Like, it was insane. They're huge wooded backyard. Big deck, not as big as mine.
Right.
Now I kind of lucked out getting the one that I got. Had downstairs a bar and, like, two separate huge rooms.
Right.
With black and white tile, checkered tile floor. Would have been so insane for parties. That's the one that I actually cried over.
Right.
But you know what? We put bids in on, like, three houses. And then we found this one. We were like, I can't believe I even cared about any of those other houses.
Right.
So, I mean, that's it. It just happens the way it's going to happen.
Yeah, right now we've got two, maybe three we're kind of looking at. Mm-hmm. Two we could move in right away. Well, one we could move in right away, and the only appliances we'd have to get is washer and dryer.
Yeah.
One is, I don't know what happened to the fridge because the oven is brand new. I mean, the paperwork is still in the... It's still in the oven. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those ranges that's got the eyes that just appear. Whereas normally just flat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have the places where it actually heats up.
Yeah, that's what I've got, yeah.
Which it was actually kind of cool. Yeah,
those are so much, like 1,000 times easier to clean.
Yeah. Which may be something we look at when we get one, if we get a house where we have to replace get one of those.
Yeah.
It also will depend on whether or not, because the one house that keeps popping into both of our minds, we both keep thinking about, is one that is, the outside is great, but it needs a lot of cosmetic work on the inside.
Yeah. Well, cosmetic is just that. It's easy to do, and it's.
Oh well, there are two places where we're at to replace. There are holes in it where we have to patch it with do a drywall patch, and you need all the appliances in the kitchen, and there are a few other things that need to be done.
Yeah,
but it's out of the three we've been looking at, it's the one I can actually close my eyes and seeing us have friends over and entertaining. And
now the test is because house is like a. Kind of a permanent thing. Can you still see yourself there in 10 years?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I could definitely see myself driving into the driveway and, as a wet bar. Like, right by the door, which is funny
because... You can see yourself driving into the driveway, going in, and having a big fucking drink.
Right.
Okay, that's valid.
Yeah, well, no, it's one of those things
you're not an alcoholic at all, don't worry. about it.
Well, I'm not. That's just... it was one of those things to where... The thing says that the house was made in the 80s, but the way the whole house is set up, it's like 50s. You know that? I would say 60s. That kind of swinging
Swanky.
Part where you walk in and there's the bar right there, and
you can really decorate it like with that kind of in mind.
Yeah,
like a black leather couch, kind of low set. With like a big round.
Actually, table. we're thinking a sectional.
Okay,
if we got something. Something
sectionals
like that.
Are awesome.
Yeah,
they're
I know.
Really good. Yeah. Yeah,
but this is actually a living room we could have to connect in and not have to worry about not having enough room to do it in.
Yeah,
living room is huge. Had the biggest of the master suites, and just the great deck. The hot tub would move perfectly there.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to go look at that again this weekend and a couple others, right?
Yeah,
cool.
We found about three more. There was one that we were looking at as like the. I think we had told you about the place that looked like the people who lived there really, really liked their beer.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had...
Is that the same place?
No.
Oh,
this is a different place that we forgot to give the number down for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was some siding issues on the side, but
it's
not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
It looked like they had just replaced some, so it was a different color. And then there was like on the... the covering of the chimney, there was a couple of pieces missing at the bottom.
They replaced that for a reason, and it may have been that siding I was telling you about that works. So,
one house that had that, because when we couldn't get to the DeKalb house, we were like, we couldn't think of any of the other ones we had on the list, and then we came across one that was in Lawrenceville, like a stone throw away. It would be a grand total of 4 minutes for me to get to work.
Oh, nice.
For her, it may have been a grand total of maybe 10
uh-huh.
at the most. I mean, that's with traffic.
Yeah.
But we pull up to meet them, and we were early because, like I said, they were coming from someplace, you know, a little further away than we were. Mm-hmm. And we pull up in the driveway, and we take one look at the house and go, why was this on our list?
Mm-hmm.
And we walked over to the side, and it looked like every slat. It was wooden slats.
Yeah.
And every slat was basically, it could have been, it was as, a, yeah, as so our realtor.
Yeah, so that's the major shit that you don't want to deal with. If you've got to paint some walls or, you know, patch some drywall, no big deal. But, like, you want to make sure the plumbing is sound. You want to make sure the electric is sound. Yeah, actually, every neighborhood, or every house in my neighborhood, everyone I've talked to has had to completely redo their electric. Because whoever the electrician was just shit. And we had to have the most of the house rewired.
Although, I'm finding that this particular house, they took not only did they take the appliances...
Mm-hmm.
And then let the kids go nuts on the walls,
mm-hmm.
but they took the they took the fire the smoke detector. You can see where the smoke detector was.
That's just shitty.
Yeah,
smoke detectors aren't expensive.
Right. This is one
that's
of those.
Just, we want you to burn to death in this house that we used to live in.
Right. It and that seems to be the thing mm-hmm. is you hear, or at least I've been hearing a lot more horror stories,
mm-hmm.
Ever since. You know, the housing bubble
mm-hmm.
burst, and
mm-hmm.
you would hear these stories of these houses getting trashed, and then people, and they're also talking about squatting.
Mm-hmm.
Squatters have shown back up.
It's probably the same people that lived there before.
No. This was actually a thing on Channel 5 mm-hmm. where it was, no, these were people who were just, you know,
mm-hmm.
we want a place to live, this place is empty, we're living here, and you can go fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, and I can see that because, you know, so many people are homeless. Again, because of the housing. Like, people are losing their houses left
right.
and right.
But the attitude of these people seemed less about homeless and more about thuggy people. People who are thugs mm-hmm. and want to do what they want to do and getting away, you know. Because,
yeah.
I mean, it's not in the same... Because it seems squatting is very big in England.
Mm-hmm.
It was for a while, yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a big thing because I think the laws covering kicking people out of
mm-hmm.
places once they've established
mm-hmm.
is a lot harder to do in England than it is here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, each state's different,
right?
But theirs just seems to be like the hippie people who are looking for places to live and no one's living there anyway, so why shouldn't we?
Yeah.
You know, more of the socialist type, you know, mm-hmm. oh, it's a house is empty, we should take it type thing, to where these are more like you're gangster wannabes and, you know, stealing for the sake of stealing.
Right.
Instead of wanting to actually, you know, work to pay for it.
Yeah, we actually went to one house and we were looking and, we looked around and the lockbox had been taken off or something, but the door was open, wide open, and we went in and the place was a wreck. I mean, it had potential. You could tell that it was once a house that somebody loved.
Right.
We walk around, we're like, okay, actually there was so much work that would have had to have been done, but it was like, it almost had like enough potential that you could almost see it.
That's the way we feel about this particular house.
Well, then we went around to the backyard. It was more than just needing to paint walls.
Oh, I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, there was, in the basement, there was mold.
Right.
And everything. I mean, there's some major shit that had to happen, but, so then we go around to this part of the basement that's not connected to the main part.
Right.
We go around out back and we're looking at the backyard and everything. We look in, there's a guy in there. And he's got a light on. He's doing something. I don't know what it is, but the rest of the house is empty. And I'm like, it's a fucking meth lab. You know? And it wouldn't have surprised me to find out that was actually the case.
Yeah, that's something else that people have had having to deal with are these houses. But a lot of times when they bust a meth lab, mm-hmm. that house almost automatically becomes condemned.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, and once it's in the walls, you're never going to like really get it out. So.
There have been my sister has been house hunting, too. Mm-hmm. And she said she's come across places where they've taken the hardware off the cabinets.
Yeah.
You know, and not only are there no, and there was one, you know, not only are there no appliances, mm-hmm. but they've taken the knobs off the cabinets
and
the drawers.
Well, and we had talked about that. That's not something I ran into at all when I was looking, but I was looking 5 years
Right, yeah. Yeah, this seems to be a fairly...
It was really before everything dropped out, so...
You tend to see this more with rentals beforehand. My ex's brother and sister were moving into a place that was owned by a friend of theirs, his parents. Mm-hmm. And the people who were renting there before, he had to have them evicted. And they basically shit-canned... Mm-hmm. They just tore that house up before they got evicted.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you see that happening more. That was more of a thing.
Yeah.
Where nowadays it is these people who are... And I would say 9 times out of 10, it was probably the people that shouldn't have been given loans in the first place. Mm-hmm. That got too much house.
They made it so easy for people.
And that was part of the problem.
I shouldn't have been
given
a loan, probably, but... They made it so easy for us that it was like, well, yeah, we're totally buying. We bought a house way more expensive than we could afford. Fortunately, there was an inheritance, and we were able to, you know, take care of it. But, there's no way I should have bought my house.
Yeah, there was...
I would have easily been kicked out 5 times over by now.
Well, there have been two major things that I've seen that have popped up that made this. Mm-hmm. One was during Clinton's time, where they basically made a rule. It was something Carter started to kind of help people who needed, you know, the help to kind of improve. It was like neighborhood improve. I forgot what it was called. And then they turned it around to basically make it to where the banks had to do so much. Mm-hmm. And then when Bush had his whole American Dream thing, trying to get more people into houses. So it was basically all that, basically putting all this pressure on the people with the money to give the people money. And it's like, well, these people really should. I mean, it doesn't matter. White, black, Hispanic, purple, from Mars. Yeah. If your credit history is crap, there's a reason why your credit history is crap. And you maybe at this point should not be given that loan.
Well.
And.
Now with all the unemployed people I know, though. A lot of it does have to do with people's finances have just
now, been but demolished, we're talking, you know, where you have people that.
Well, I mean, for me, as far as a loan, it's more that I wasn't making enough to cover that payment, really.
Right.
I mean, we struggled. It was like every last little dime went towards that house.
Right.
And they should not have given us a loan that high.
Right, but that was more of. You know, reaching beyond your means, where you have some people who you could tell through their credit history they were a risk to give money to in the first place that shouldn't have got it, but because of the pressure that they, you know, banks were given.
The realtors would pressure you to buy. They're like, no, you need to, you know. I mean, if you were thinking about just looking, no, you were not thinking about looking. You were going to buy from them.
Right, and plus, plus some of the houses that they were charging... Mm-hmm. I mean, these cracker, you know, these cookie cutter, you get like a postage stamp yard, and it's $200,000 plus.
Yeah, you couldn't touch a townhouse for less than $180,000 for a while.
Right, and it's...
Which is ridiculous. Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if some of it also comes from these local governments that were trying to pad their things to where they would jack up people's tax assessments. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you go from something that may have been, you know, you were paying $900 for taxes, and all of a sudden you're paying $1,500 for something that you didn't do anything to.
Well, yeah, and we talked about it. Mine's over the last like 3 years has gone up $600, which is insane. But you know, I live really close to the city, and I don't know if that's
Honestly, I don't see why you would. I mean, because
they added the trash collection.
Right.
But that was like $130 a year. You know what I mean? It doesn't account for all of it.
That's why I kind of like, it looks like what they do in the city of Duluth. Mm-hmm. You have to buy special trash bags. Mm-hmm. And the box of trash bags is like $23 for a bag, but that's also to keep you from just constantly throwing stuff away, you know.
That's weird.
Yes, but it's a way where you're paying for the bags to basically pay for the trash.
So you're not paying a trash bag.
Yeah. Okay. Instead of paying a trash. I think.
That's
but
weird.
That's what it looks like, because they sell them at the Publix we go to, and you see the purple bags as we drive up and down, you know, going to.
It seems so convoluted. It seems like such a weird way to go about it.
Not really. It seems. It kind of. It's that whole thing to where if you're paying so much for something, you're not going to abuse it. And,
yeah, but it seems like just a ridiculous way to have to, I don't know.
Yeah, but then it's either that or you're paying $130 mm-hmm. a year for trash pickup.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way of subsidizing it without having to be too bad about it. The people who use it more mm-hmm. pay more.
So you can buy the trash bags.
Yeah, you can buy as many trash bags as you want, as long as you can afford the mm-hmm. $23 a pop for a bag of,
gotcha.
A bag of it, you know, that for a box of bags, then.
I thought you allotted so many, I was like, I don't know.
No, you can buy as many as you want. It's just you're going to pay mm-hmm. for what you use,
okay.
which I think is a more fair thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they do at our apartments now with the water, is they mm-hmm. charge you by how much you actually use.
Yeah.
Instead of just a flat, because I want to say it was like $40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think any water system outside of apartments is going to be, you know.
Yeah.
About the same way, but.
Well, that's what you're doing, but most apartment complexes charge you just a flat fee, mm-hmm. where if you're in a house.
I just paid for my water.
Yeah, you well, no, you...
No, I'm sorry, I had... No, in both apartments, I didn't pay for water. It was included in my rent.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. In our rent, what it is our rent will... our rent will fluctuate depending on how much water we mm-hmm. use. So we have our rent and then our water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was... You were paying $40 mm-hmm. a month.
Yeah.
Extra on top of your rent for your water. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, the people who are cramming 100 people into an apartment... are going to be paying the equivalent for all the water they're mm-hmm. using, and someone like me and Aruka here, who it's me and her in an apartment using the water, mm-hmm. aren't paying the same as the family with 500 people in the apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
We do save.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and we have been saving. We definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's grand total of like $5-6 a month, but still, that's five regardless. Or six, yeah.
Yeah, we saved by showering together.
Yes, I...
We,
Although you ended up having, one shower wasted by trying to figure out who did,
It wasn't wasted. We still cleaned ourselves.
Oh, okay, well...
Yeah, so no, it's not like we just stood under the water. Yeah, we talk about the weirdest shit in the shower, actually. We thought about trying to record it and see if we get anything good, but that would have been... He gave the totally accurate... description of people screaming at their iPod saying, "Katrina and the Waves!"
Yes!
Because we were trying to figure out who it was who sang "I'm Walking on Sunshine," because we were talking about songs that we loathe.
Right. Oh, God, I hate that song. But that's because that song got played over and over and over in the 80s.
See, okay, I've got this weird thing about music. I was trying to explain to him the Sundays, because he wasn't terribly familiar with the Sundays.
Right.
You know, there's that song, it's "You and Me in the Summertime," hand in hand out in the park, right?
Right.
And it's a happy song.
Right.
It's not a crazy fucking forced happy song. If it's forced happy, it grosses me out. Like, Walking on Sunshine, for whatever reason, is forced happy. I don't know where that distinction lies. I've really been going over this lately. Which, actually, the reason it came up is we're doing this 30 songs, song a day.
Yeah.
30 days, song a day challenge on Facebook. Where... the first song is your favorite song.
All right.
Second song is your least favorite song. Mine was Benny and the Jets. Caught all kinds of shit for that, which I hate Elton John. Sorry, folks.
Right.
Hate him. Love him as a person. Hate his music.
Hey, he's the leader of the gay mafia.
That
was a Will and Grace bit where Will didn't think there really was a gay mafia. Uh-huh. And he keeps having all this shit happening to him. And then he's at a restaurant, and then finally Elton John shows up and basically tells him, you know. Nice.
The third day was song that makes you happy, which for me was Blister in the Sun.
Oh, wow.
It's one of those songs that, you know, if you're driving along, you gotta roll down the window and start yelling it out the window. So I've been thinking about music a lot, and I hate Walking on Sunshine with a passion. So, it was my ex's favorite. Incidentally, right. I hated it before then.
Okay.
So, yeah.
No, my thing is if it's a song I'm just kind of okay with mm-hmm. okay, for me, it's a catchy little pop song. Mm-hmm. I didn't find it offensive.
Right.
But when you heard it all over the fucking time then, yeah, over, you couldn't yeah. escape it.
Yeah.
And I found out repetitive stuff. Like, a lot of Rihanna mm-hmm. stuff seems to be the mm-hmm. same verses mm-hmm. repeated several times. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, were you just too lazy to do an entire mm-hmm. song? Or, well, you know.
I like her stuff, but, you know, going back to the stuff that you hear on the radio all the time, he's really, I'm pointing at Phantom. Phantom is really distressed that I don't like Spin Doctors. When I say don't like, I really fucking can't stand the Spin Doctors. And it's because every fucking place that you turned, all you heard was the goddamn Spin Doctors.
Right. Two princes.
Their music might be fine. Exactly. Their music might be fine. I don't know.
I
can't hear it anymore because I'm just automatically annoyed.
Actually, my favorite one is actually the one that didn't get played a lot. It was... How can you be with him when you know you could be with me? Which mm-hmm. is off of the same after. Well, it's off of the same. It was a minor hit. I think they did at least come out with a video for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it came out after because you had the four. They had three songs that got big. There was Two Princes, mm-hmm. Little Miss Can't Be Wrong, and the Superman, the Pocket Full of Kryptonite.
Oh yeah.
I
hate those songs.
My friend Angel, back in the day, mm-hmm. when it was big, because I did enjoy the Spin Doctors, mm-hmm. Was because I think I got the tape through Columbia House, but this mm-hmm. was back when I was like 16, so I would fill out the Columbia House thing and then mm-hmm. don't pay them, but still get the damn
yeah, exactly.
tapes come back. And it's
exactly.
like, whatever.
Yeah. I'll keep filling out this little form as long as you keep sending them to me.
Yeah. yeah.
One of these days, you'll learn your
lesson. Not to send shit, yeah, to me.
Yeah.
That's how I got 10 Sumner's Tales, too,
mm-hmm.
by staying.
Okay.
But yeah, my friend Angel was like, she hated him with a passion.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd look at me and go, you know what I do to the lead singer of the Spin Doctors? If I saw him, I would fuck him with a chainsaw or something like that. Come up with something just,
mm-hmm.
you know, just horrible to do mm-hmm. to the lead singer of the Spin Doctors. So
sweet.
I actually enjoy it.
I'd probably get along with her.
Yeah. I actually enjoy the Spin Doctors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not something I'm going to, like, I don't have anything by them right now, but...
Right.
I,
well, and Phantom's removed from that. Like, when they were really popular, I was in college, and I was driving to and from school every day, and I was listening to the radio as I was doing it, and so I heard it all the time. He was maybe 10, so he was young enough to where it was, like, catchy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like, yay, this is a really good song. And you hear it over and over and you don't care because you're 10. So I think that's where the difference is. So,
as the other one is making faces.
Our children.
Our children are making faces.
We've got here today.
Yes. We do have a full audience.
Exactly.
Today.
Exactly. A little baby audience.
Yeah.
Podcasting
Daycare Center.
Exactly.
Well, it's like my ex, because she was a little younger than I was. And she's older mm-hmm. than Aruka, but she's mm-hmm. younger than me. And at one point, I was talking about how I didn't go to my proms,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, "Yeah, I could have gone to prom with you. We would have played Barbies, but we could have gone to prom."
Yay! Awesome.
Yeah.
God, it's weird. The age difference just kind of hits me at weird random times.
Right.
He was so worried when I went last week to go pick up my computer. He was freaking out because I took his car and drove to Perimeter, which is not that far away.
About, 25 minutes, really?
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal. But he was freaking out, and I was like, honey, keep in mind I've been driving for 9 years longer than you. It's probably pretty safe, you know, as safe as it's going to be in my hands.
Plus, it's the area, you know, it's your area. It's not like you're driving somewhere
weird. I know exactly
weird.
Where I'm going. Exactly. I know what lane to be in and all that, so... well, we've been doing nonstop miniature painting.
Yeah.
No, not nonstop, but we've been doing a lot of miniature painting. And I showed you ours.
Yeah.
That we came up with for the D&D game.
Right.
That we've been playing, and they turned out pretty good. And his isn't his final one. He's going to do another one.
Right.
He got a set of these three swordsmen. What were they called? Dark Shard... Something they were Warhammer, right?
Something, yeah.
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 From Warhammer, it's these three guys with swords. And
right.
He painted his first one, and he's not crazy about the colors, so he's gonna go back and do one. What did we decide? Like black and red.
It's just my practice one.
So. Yeah, which turned out fucking good. And mine, I only got one because I was like, oh, I'll get it in the first time.
Right.
And
it's
I did.
Not like you're, it's not like you're buying a shitload of them and just doing them
right.
willy-nilly. They're just going to be
because
the
they're
one.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I am... Yeah, so I did my Half-Elf Druid, which is actually the Beastmaster from Malifaux.
Right.
So, in no way is a Half-Elf Druid, but she works as a Half-Elf Druid.
Right.
Sometimes
you got to work with what you got.
Exactly. So I've got her, and I'm pretty proud of the way she's turning out. I've got some more highlighting to do, and I need to put her on a stand. I need to put her on a stand before Friday when we play and do some highlighting.
Right.
And I'm pretty much done with her, but... we did end up getting some Malifaux.
Okay.
So we can
figure
so we can play. I know. Have you seen it? Did you look at the website?
I looked a little bit of it, but I was on my phone at the time and hadn't gone back. So
good. So good.
I just thought it was fun to rib you.
No, it is. It's funny because, yeah, it's like I would never be that geeky.
Yeah.
Like, that is like a whole other level that I will never... And here
yes,
I am.
But look at the level of geeky you've gotten with the board game. So it's just a extension of that.
It was just waiting to happen.
You're gonna come over one day. You're gonna have a huge Warhammer thing set up.
I'm gonna be known
for
my Warhammers, my army of 2,000 that I've painted.
What was it? Control Alt Delete, where one of them is a Warhammer player and the other one tries to get away with all this shit and he ends up. Out of frustration, ends up gluing the guy, all of his guys stuffed together in one big ball.
Oh my god. Seeing the kind of money that people sink into this.
Yeah.
That would put someone into the fetal position, probably.
Yeah.
And actually going to, like, Tower Games and seeing the guys who are, like, real serious about it. And I don't know if you've ever noticed this. There are quite a lot of geeks who take themselves very, very fucking seriously.
Never. I've never seen that ever, ever. I have no idea what you are talking about.
Well, we went over to the gaming pit last week. There's this guy who was explaining the rules, and he was like, ha ha, and he's like joking and everything, like, huh, I know all this.
Right.
I was like, oh, God, dude, seriously? And he was, you know... He wasn't just a geek. He was full-on dorky.
Right.
Not getting out and dating,
That's the whole thing, and this comes pretty much with all stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
The reason there are stereotypes
is because
there have been
it.
Some people behind... Yeah, there is truth behind what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the comic book guy...
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually one of the reasons why I won't wear comic book t-shirts, because of the stereotype fat guy in a comic book t-shirt. It's like... I'm going to have to lose a shitload of weight before I'll wear a Superman shirt.
You know who it actually reminds me of, now that I'm thinking about it, is 24 on the Venture Brothers that takes himself so seriously.
Yeah.
Or actually, we've been watching Archer. I made him watch Archer. And Frodo. He was like, well, I bet he wishes he had Frodo's mithril.
Yeah.
something, huh? And they're like, shut up.
Yeah. We watched... I've watched the first three now on Instant Watch.
Love Archer.
It took...
Fucking love Archer.
The thing is, it took me... It's a good thing. It's one of those things where I pushed because I didn't actually giggle until the end of the first episode.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was okay, but nothing made me laugh out loud until the end of the episode.
Okay, Phantom was laughing all through.
And then...
It's a very specific, weird type of humor.
And then I watched the next two, and those made me laugh.
Yeah.
And then was the episode we watched when we were over at our friend's house, which was the one where the new black agent, the black Jewish agent, shows up.
That's what we watched.
Yeah.
So, we watched that one, and...
And see, I loved it, like, last year.
The series was
fresh.
No, that one was actually... We watched it... at the end of M's birthday party,
he
pulled it up. We watched the one with the movie star, the blonde that wants to be, who's going to be playing the secret.
Say anything because we haven't gotten there yet.
No. This was the one with the black Jewish super agent.
We may have watched them out of order then.
Because this one is, there's a movie star comes to...
Okay, well, don't talk about it. We haven't seen it.
No, I'm just... it's the beginning. The setup is basically a movie star comes and wants to follow What's-Her-Face around.
Okay. Well, and I've seen them all, but I saw them all last year, so I've forgotten them all.
Well, no, this
is fresh for me, too.
I want to say this is a season two.
Oh, well, no, we haven't seen any of the season two.
Well, the black... The one with the... Because that's where the Mithril thing came up with is a season...
No, you've just got season one, don't you?
Or maybe I just... No, wait, never mind. That's where Danger Zone came from. Sorry.
Yeah, Danger Zone. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yes, our friend Dylan is... that he'll do that every once in a while because he's one of those guys that just likes the... He'll every once in a while...
The Loggins.
Yeah.
The Loggins mania.
Oh, no, not Loggins. He'll come up with the weird stuff to quote. And, He'll tell the bad jokes, and you know, we'll all just kind of look at him and say, no, leave that right there.
Wah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
That was the one of our
hits.
Oh. So we've also been watching something else. And, yeah, I know it's been done to death, but we're watching Doctor Who from the beginning.
Yeah.
And we actually... we had both wanted to do it. You know, I saw a bunch when I was a kid, you know, sitting in front of the TV. And
which we talked about the actual article you guys did last week.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't tell them about the thing that popped
what happened.
Up. Yeah, what happened, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, Phantom wrote this article, and it's a great article, and I just kind of throw in random Stark. Well, MTV Geek picked it up and linked to his article. And it was part of their... It's kind of like a newsletter.
Yeah, they basically pick out random stuff from different sites to give you articles.
Exactly.
There's Need Coffee. It seems they do this
kind of huge.
Because Rob Levy from Need Coffee has said that they've picked up some of his stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's from Need Coffee because he does write for other stuff.
Okay.
So...
So, yeah, so that was a big deal around our house that day that happened.
Plus, it's got a link to Kinky and the Geek.
It's got a link to Kinky and the Geek. It's got a link to,
Widget doing. Widget put the link up for
exactly.
Him, yeah,
exactly. So. Which, ouch, that hurt so bad when Phantom then retweeted it. Put it up on his Facebook, which he should have. He's proud of it. But it was like Flesh Finding Kinky and the Geek. And a lot of my family follows him.
Right.
And his family all follows him. And I'm like,
fuck.
You know how I like to try to keep everything separate?
Yes,
I was like, oh, motherfucker.
I care far too much about that.
Well, yeah, I know. I have my reasons.
I'm a bear.
I have my reasons. I know you're a bear. Yeah. So that kind of messed me up, but... congratulations, Phantom.
Yes, congratulations.
On having your article linked to by MTV Geek. That was huge, and I'm very proud of you. And I love you, even though you're a pain in my ass sometimes.
Which is really funny, considering he speaks up and says stuff. This one keeps stifling herself for some reason.
I keep hearing squeaks over here.
Yeah.
Every now and again. What? See?
You can't throw in your own two cents on stuff.
I was talking.
Yeah.
I'm posting Twitter pictures.
Oh, don't post any of me. I hate that. I hate that.
I'm hipstomatic, and they're like both of you.
So. Yeah, no. Oh, God, I hate pictures of me.
Sorry.
That was really...
Although...
That's all I got.
AM actually got a really good picture. I don't know if you saw the picture she took of us at the party.
Oh, of you and I?
No, of you and the bear.
That one I've seen. Yeah. I like that one. Yeah.
Which he's not trying to bite your head in that particular picture.
Yeah.
You're actually being sweet in that picture.
Yet. We're sweet.
Yes, but there have been a lot of pictures where it looks like he's trying to take a chunk out of your head.
Yeah.
I thought that was sweet.
Yeah, that's sweet.
He's
sweet like candy and I try to bite him.
No, usually he's trying to bite you. Yeah, so that doesn't work. No.
Yeah, usually that is the way it goes, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah. Plus, you have a picture of him trying to eat the rat, so that he seems to try to bite things.
He's a biter.
Yeah.
He is a biter. That
so he's the one we have to worry about biting the audience at Frolicon.
Speaking of Frolicon, we know when we're going to be up.
The big one, the Kinky and the Geek live podcast recording, is going to be 6 to 7:30 on Saturday night. In the boardroom.
Right.
which I'm not sure where the boardroom is, but I'm sure they'll find it.
Hey, sounds swanky.
I want to say that's actually upper level, like, on the other side of, like, where the business office stuff is, like, where security is.
That's, like, where we were last time.
Not down that hallway, though, but on the other side. Like, you know how they had that?
Like, if we went kind of around?
I think it's a bigger room.
Oh, sweet.
Well, shit. Okay.
Hey, because we warranted it with like 10 people last time.
Hey, well, we'll be pimping the fuck out of this time.
Exactly. So you guys, if you're within earshot, or...
so that means Aston, come on down.
Exactly. If you're within car shot of car, plane, well, not plane.
Well, I mean, no, there's been some good...
If you can get to FrolicCon, if you're planning to come to FrolicCon, come see us. Yes.
Yeah. I know we'll have to compete with whatever kinky... class is going on at the time, but
right. But we're far more entertaining, obviously.
If you need directions, you can find me at the Native Guides table pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have directions, and
so she should be able to figure out where the boardroom is by the time we need to know. Awesome,
it's my job,
right? But then the one that me and Alicia are doing, the Supernatural, the story so far.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be 11 to 12:30 in Jamaica on Saturday morning. So we'll be kicking off because they don't normally start stuff until 11. That's the
Saturday.
Nice thing.
I thought
about,
you said it was Friday for some reason.
No, we're Friday. No, wait. Okay.
Kinky and the Geek is
Saturday. We're Friday morning. Okay. So we're kicking off the con because they.
So
usually,
I will have to edit my schedule because I'm supposed to be at the table at 10 that morning.
All right, well, you do that
but
for...
But I'll talk to Gina and we'll take care of it.
Right, you go, you sit for an hour, you come, we do, you go back.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you can fit that in there.
Yes, because...
Vince is putting me in some...
interesting positions, which would be really interesting.
Well, I wish, but, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Ditz, did you hear that? I said it.
Yeah, it's a cute little MILF.
Charlie is going to be... doing Native Guides too, so you'll probably run into him quite a lot.
You should
so.
Maybe over him.
Oh yeah,
because she is in kind of a kind of second
supervisor,
in command.
Kind of sort of, not really, but I'm responsible for opening up the tables Thursday.
Thinking about Kevin Smith, mad with my moderate amount of power.
Yes. No, but speaking of travel, this is listening to Clark Howard. This is just a little side note, and he always. At the end of the shows during the week, because he normally does the Friday Flyer, which is the big thing. Well, at the end of every show, he comes up with his assistant will come up with different deals that are going on at the time.
Right.
There was a deal that's going to Frankfurt before Junk Feeds. It's like 139 round trip.
That's... We spent like $800 when we went. We flew into Frankfurt.
Right. Add the junk fees, it jumps it up to 700 and something. There are 600 and something dollars worth of junk fees. Yeah.
That sucks.
Which is funny because, you know, where someone was telling me the most junk fees or the highest junk fees are actually between the U.S. and Canada.
Really?
Yeah. Something about travel. It's one of those international things. I'm not sure. But they were talking about, like, you can go... what is it? Junk fees to going in domestically is like $20 because they were talking about you could go to San Diego for $99 one way. Yeah.
It was like
$104 to go to LA. Going in on not LAX and it wasn't Burbank. I can't remember. It was a third one that's actually in Santa Ana.
Mm-hmm. Last time I went to Baltimore, I think it was like. $78, and it was less than 100 with all the fees added on. You know, you got to check your bag for $25, but still.
Which is, and what's funny is the last, I think last quarter, almost every airline had shown that they had actually been making money. They're back in the black. It's like, well, of course they are. They're nickeling and diming us for everything.
Exactly. Well, they hit on a winning. You know, it's not like we're gonna walk it.
All right.
It's not like working.
Well, no, there are some people that that actually has happened where more people are taking if they can drive to it, they'll drive and not.
Well, I looked. I've actually looked because you know when he and I were first dating, we were talking about we were both going to take trains down and meet halfway, and it was going to be super romantic and everything. And then we looked at the costs, It's going to cost more to take trains down.
Really?
Than to fly. And then I was like, okay, well, let's check buses just for shiggles. Bus fare equal to the amount of plane fare, airfare.
Plus, and, buses and every take time I weird look, routes, too.
Well, and every time I've looked for some bus route for something, I'm thinking, okay, I got to go cheap. It's so much cheaper to fly.
Yeah.
So.
Plus, time-wise, because I know I used to take the bus from Riverside to, because there used to be a Greyhound and a Trailways stop off of Shalaford. And I used to go from Gainesville to Shalaford Road from Riverside, because that way my mom didn't have to come all the way up to get me when I'd go on leave. And what, you know, that's 35-minute drive, just taking, going, you could go 985 to 85, and then on down.
Yeah.
No, we would go from, we'd take back roads to, it's you
ridiculous.
Know. Yeah, we're taking more of the state highways and stuff instead of getting on interstates.
If you think about it, you never really see buses on the interstate.
Yeah, you never see, yeah, you never do see, they always seem to take the old, it's, I guess it's the old bus routes.
Yeah.
As long as Scott Glenn isn't driving the bus.
Scott Glenn.
Oh, he's the guy from Sucker Punch.
Oh, right on, right,
right.
on.
Right, so you might have someone insane who hadn't paid in the back of the bus. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah, still getting bad reviews.
I think it's down to 20% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Right.
91% on MoviePhone.
Which is weird, yeah.
It just depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking to go see something entertaining with action and that's pretty, by all means, go see it. If you're going to pick apart every last little thing and try to conform it to the movie, the perfect movie that you think it should be, then don't bother.
And according to, there was already, they said listening to What the Cast, that the one guy thought that the one thing I really appreciate in the movie is going to be the costumes at Con. And one of the other guys said he'd already seen a picture of a baby doll and a rocket holding hands with the steampunk German.
Oh, nice.
Like skipping down the road.
Nice.
And yes, they're not steampunk Nazis. They are steampunk zombie German soldiers.
Thank you.
Okay. It was World War One. They saved the Kaiser.
But then, the Nazi Party was still around. It just wasn't as big a deal for World War One.
If it was, it had nothing to do with anything.
With the war. Nazi Party wasn't in power.
Honestly, I think the Nazi Party may have only sprung up after World War One.
Yeah, I thought it started during.
I don't think they even formed until after World War One.
It was all like the Ottoman Empire and shit. World War One.
Yeah, that was
I thought the seeds had been planted for the Nazis.
No, because it was all part of the fact that Germany got so deballed, basically, after World War One.
It was a reaction.
It was a reaction thing. It was something the socialist, you know, because it's a socialist party, basically. And they sprung up due to the fact that they had this huge depression going on in Germany, you know. They had lost the war. They had pretty much they couldn't have a standing army. You know, had all this restrictions put on them, and the Socialist Party grew up as the hey, don't you want Germany to be stronger again? So yeah, okay. But no, those are just World War One soldiers.
Thank you. I've heard too many people who should.
Well, a lot of people are
saying that they're Nazis.
Well, a lot of people are saying World War Two too.
Yeah, but it's trench warfare.
Which World War
One? Yes, they did not because that's why Germany. That's why. That's why France got taken over so quick. It's because they were still prepared for.
Normandy?
Normandy was World War Two.
Yeah,
that was trench warfare.
No, not that. That was beach. That was entrenched.
Okay, apparently I need to go back and reread.
We're talking dug trenches.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because they had the what is the name of that line? They had like this one, you know, the something line. I forgot what the French called it. That was basically they're on their border between them and Germany, and because Germany had this, you know, come up with this thing of Blitzkrieg. I mean, that's why they were able to take over Poland. Poland was still using horses.
Yeah,
you know, they still had actual horseback cavalry going up against mechanized tanks.
Nice.
But yeah, that's World War One. That the helmets alone give it away because it's got the little pointy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't. I don't think I paid much attention.
Yeah, I mean it's and the blimp. Yeah. I mean the also yeah. the Zeppelins. That was a
Yeah, that yeah okay one. That makes sense. That yeah.
And and then the planes. Although again, they had mechs and 9mm rifles. Mm-hmm. The girls were using.
Yeah.
But
biplane.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was such a weird mix that I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of people, their minds were probably, as they left the movie, their minds were so blown by everything they saw, they were a little confused, and you know, sorry, obviously don't know shit about history. So
how can you not enjoy steampunk zombies?
Yeah, there's no bad there. There's no bad. And got mixed in with medieval, and
yeah.
I mean, so many parts of it looked like a heavy metal album cover.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Although the one thing, and this is just weird for me that it irks, is the fact that... what was it? Baby Doll, Blondie, Rocket. Rocket's sister had a sword on her back.
Sweet Pea.
Had a sword on her back that looked like, at least a handle, looked like some form of like broadsword.
Mm-hmm.
But you never saw her pull it. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, that got on my nerves. It's like, okay.
I'm waiting for deleted scenes.
Yeah. Because she was like Baby Doll that had, not only did she have the gun, but she had the sword on her back. Where Baby Doll had the katana. Yeah, she had the katana.
Seems like I remember seeing a broadsword.
And you may have seen it from like the
someone else.
The knight. Well, you had the knights, and you also had the orcs that were running around with the swords. But
yeah.
I don't remember seeing Sweet Pea pull out
such a wild movie. Like I could go back three more times and still absorb different things.
Yeah.
That's why I want to go see it again.
And although right now there's one coming out that looks really interesting, Hannah.
I don't know anything about Hannah.
It's Kate Beckinsale and Eric Bana.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about this girl that I guess is living with her father in the Arctic,
mm-hmm.
being trained by him mm-hmm. as an assassin type thing. And she was part of some kind of government project.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically, they set her up to go back to go kill the woman that started it
all. Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. That looks like it could be like a, you know, Eric, you know, it sounds like mm-hmm. the Bourne Identity meets... kick ass.
I want to see, what is it? Your Highness?
Yeah.
Which I, you know, again, I never see trailers. I never see, right. I don't know what's coming out next unless it's something that somehow sneaks its way into my consciousness. Like, right. You know. So, we saw that it's just playing at the drive-in.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay, we could maybe do drive-in. Then we realized we're swamped this weekend. That's playing with Paul.
Oh.
At the drive-in, right? Good combo.
Yeah, it is. Your Highness and Paul.
I went and looked at it afterwards and realized that it's from the same people who did Pineapple Express.
Which still haven't seen, but yeah.
Oh, God. Well, first of all, you got to go see Pineapple Express. Right. If you've ever known a stoner, you're going to crack up.
Well, I laugh my ass off. Mm-hmm. I'm not a stoner, but I laugh my ass off mm-hmm. at Half-Baked. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
You really need to...
You'll right. get it. And I'm just gonna say Leapfrog, and that's all. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
I'm just thinking that one scene in Half Baked where he goes to the.
I've never seen Half Baked.
Oh, you never? Oh, even she's seen it. But there's a scene where one of them goes to rehab, and it's got what's his face? Bob Saget as one of the people in the not rehab, but it's like a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact, the shit that comes out of Bob Saget's mouth in that
Sweet.
One scene.
Right.
And Willie makes a slight appearance, so you'd like that. Willie
okay.
doesn't.
Yeah. Right on.
Basically every pot icon that was out at the time is in that movie.
Yeah.
Well, you know, honestly, go see there's like magic between Seth Rogen, I can never remember the skinny guy's name.
James Franco,
thank
right.
you.
Right.
And the other guy?
Kevin McDonald or whatever his name.
No. Is that who he is? The big kind of beefy guy?
Yeah, he's the one that's playing the brother in Your Highness.
Yes.
What? Yeah, McBride, that's it.
Yeah. Who's fucking hilarious. I love that guy in pretty much anything. He was in Tropic Thunder.
Thug Life! Yeah, from the commercials.
He's awesome.
We gotta see if that's on his watch.
Oh my God, it's fucking hilarious. So I'm like so jazzed about Your Highness.
Right.
Yeah, so that's playing at the drive-in this weekend, so you guys should go see it. We're not going to be able to.
Well, we don't know what we have in store. We're still waiting. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we're still waiting on a realtor to get back to us. And
Yeah.
If it's anything like we did last week, we were, by the time we got done, we were wiped.
Yeah.
I just got the leg cramps out yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to the Rock Band Classic 2011, which means Phantom's going to latch on to a microphone and you'll have to pry it out of his cold, bloody, dead hands.
Well, we have a mic at home at our house.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Rock Band.
I think they've got like three, but they he likes to sing. And he's good at it, too. Right. I mean, they actually asked him to come and sing because he was off in the corner singing there loudly.
Right.
And they were
we've got on our Rock Band, we have Paul and Storm and Jonathan Colton songs.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. I would be surprised if this crowd didn't. Yeah, it would be kind of surprising. But yeah, after my whole Elton John thing, one of the co-hosts, you know, I wrote, yeah, I also hate Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel.
Right.
Can't stand him. Just can't tolerate him at all. And she wrote, we have 17 different Billy Joel songs, enough for every guest to pick one to sing. And I was like, I'll bring my iPod and my headphones. Thanks.
That was the one song I actually sung because Billy Joel is one of my favorites. And mm-hmm. Piano Man that actually had everybody in the who was left at the party at the time singing. Not the last party.
Yeah, cracking up.
Also cracking up because a friend of we've only met him a couple of times, mm-hmm. but he was on the keyboard and wasn't paying attention, and he accidentally hit expert on the keyboard for a Billy Joel song.
Holy shit! What am I doing?
Yes. I think that's nice. I think you've actually quoted him if you weren't there.
Excellent. See, yeah, I'm firmly in the spectator category in Rock Band, and I'm not crossing that line.
I was for the longest time, and then it took me a while. I think I had to get my own copy before I started playing because my first time I actually said, okay, let me go ahead and try.
Yeah.
They decided to play... what is it? Paranoid? By Black Sabbath. And it was the first time touching a guitar.
Yeah.
And that's even on Easy, that's one of the harder songs to play.
Yeah.
Because Mike wanted to sing. Because when we do it, it tends to be dictated by whoever's going to sing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Picks the song. So.
Yeah. I think it's just a group vote. From last time, that's all I remember. And then they've got a Connect 2, so there's going to be Dance Central, which gets freaky. People get like real competitive over there. Two people in particular who are really good at it, you know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. They get really they get up and they're serious about it. They're going to fucking dance that song like you would not believe.
That's like the people who do the Dance Dance Revolution at like the arcades where it's like
it's easy to you get sucked in. I mean, be glad you never saw me and LaManda in one of our competitions because
brutal. Clawing eyes out,
and it could get kind of brutal between us. Mm-hmm. Of course, my sister and I are extremely competitive one for another. Anyway,
nice.
Well, this is also we used to do. Oh God, I think I may have brought this up. We used to do. My friend Lex came up with this idea. It was called the Potato Man.
Mm-hmm.
Basically a triathlon for lazy people.
Oh, right on. What do I do?
It first started off as an actual triathlon. Oh. It was basically they picked the three laziest sports you could think of. Darts, pool, and bowling, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. No, miniature golf.
Okay, right on.
Miniature golf, darts, and pool. Then it got added... was it bowling? It may have been bowling, darts, and miniature golf.
Mm-hmm.
Then they added air hockey and pool.
I can play the hell out of some air hockey.
And I actually have two medals that he actually went to a shop and made gold, silver, and bronze medals.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd have medal ceremonies after each event, and you would wear the medal until you fit, you know, to the next event. Mm-hmm. And if you lost it, you had to give it off to the next person.
Sweet.
And then they figured out who won overall.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time he made it, he actually made t-shirts. For Potato Man, actually had a group to where we actually had to have, like, when we did the miniature golf, we actually had to have two separate groups of people.
Oh, sweet. Sweet.
And I've got a bronze from 1 year and a silver from another.
Nice.
But yeah, I've always wanted to try to do that again for one weekend. Just get people together and do that again. It's just, you know, darts. I haven't played darts in so long, and I used to play the hell out of that. Mm. I actually, unfortunately.
Well, you can see where the dart board was here.
Oh, so that's where all that is.
Yeah.
In fact, I wouldn't mind getting a dart. I wouldn't mind getting a dart board for if we get a new house.
Oh, my
backboard on it though.
Yeah.
Yeah. My family gets fucking serious about their darts. Like, you know, we used to buy my stepdad new darts every year.
Right. Oh, I had a set that was like. Because I can't, you know, it's like, it's one of those things where we got nutty with the fact that we couldn't play with brass ones, the house darts.
Yeah.
No, we had to have the one, we went to, like, the dart store.
Right.
And got, like, the Tunson steel and ones where you could actually change
I spent $40 on a set of darts for my stepdad. Oh,
that's cheap for a nice set of darts.
Yeah. But, yeah, people take it real seriously. But we're in an hour. Baby, did you have some porn?
Yeah, I sent it.
I saw it. Yeah, it's on our feed.
Alrighty.
Yay, porn. Okay, porn. It's the bear porner.
The bear porner.
Well, I don't want to call it the porner because that's what they call it on it should be the bear something. Bear porn in the woods.
does a bear strip does off? Does a bear? Yeah.
Because that's what they call when Ant won there on what was it, Night of Living Podcast. Mm-hmm. They have the porner, which is Andy, where he'll talk about the horror-based
porn. And I got a link and then a never mind do this one. So we're going to never mind and do this one. Oh, the anticipation. Oh, futanaria.com. I have seen this site. I have spent some time on this site, actually.
Okay.
I had a kinky German friend who, this was his main thing. And, yeah, what it is girls with dicks. Who actually are girls with dicks. It's not a transsexual thing.
It's
girls with girl parts with cocks. Both.
Oh, so hermaphrodites. No?
It's done in cartoons a lot. Where you'll see, like, the vagina, the clit, huge clit.
Right.
And then a big cock sprouting out above that.
Okay, that's not a hermaphrodite?
No, hermaphrodite. It was a cartoon, so it's not a real person.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
You remember, like the Blue Girl.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a fantasy, fantasy.
Oh, okay, so they don't actually have...
Right.
Oh, okay,
right. These are not real things. It's
okay, it's girls wearing strap-ons type things.
No, they're not strap-ons. They're meant to be real cocks. They're meant to be, oh my god, I have a vagina and a cock.
Okay. Right, but it is a strap-on, or a prosthetic. It is a prosthetic of some sort.
These girls who are on this, and this is live action. Yeah, it's obviously a prosthetic, and they have enormous,
absolutely absurd,
the size of these. Yeah. Yeah, they're huge, and it's there's a big thing about girls.
No, that was Bible Black, where the teacher.
It was in the Blue Girl too.
Oh, okay. That's right. Okay.
That was the first place I saw it, so that's where my brain always goes.
And the girls coming with their massive monster cocks.
Yeah. Well, that's probably
a gallon of like banana pudding.
Exactly.
Well, that's because I think it's the same model you see, because there are several of these. Supposed to be the big black cock, things where it's actually so fake, even though they're trying to pass it off. There was one where I came across a picture from somewhere where it was there's just one particular site where there are these guys basically wearing like wrestling masks, supposed to have these huge cocks, but they had a still to where you could actually see from beneath the fake balls, you could actually see the real cock and balls underneath it. So it's probably the same model because, when they come like, here, have vanilla pudding.
Like, vanilla like pudding for all. Fine female with fuckhole. Cock crazy cheerleaders. Come forcing cat fight. Cowgirl cop dance. Ooh, let's check that. It brings you to the page. God damn it. Why can't porn be free?
Because they have to make money.
So
they're gigantic cocks.
They have to afford the cocks.
Well,
vanilla pudding is very expensive.
Yes.
And they wear dresses and pretty little girly things and have enormous cocks that hang down to their hang down to their calves.
Right.
Yeah, like about as big around as a big baby's monster arm, can or something. No, more than a baby's arm. It's that one.
Baby arms holding an apple.
Yeah.
Get tired, you'd use it as a tripod.
Yeah. So
now I've just got that scene between Michael Caine and Mini Me from Austin Powers Goldmember.
Well, and actually, if you just look up Fudenari, let me see if I can find some of the cartoons.
Yeah.
Literally in Japanese means dual form. It's a Japanese word for androgyny or hermaphrodite. But it's, you know, it's evolved beyond just something that actually happens.
Which, nine times out of ten, is not nearly as straightforward as that. There's usually, usually, if they're born that way, they have to do some form of reconstructive surgery.
Right, right. And they're not going to have huge cocks and beautiful, well-formed vaginas. Oh, wow. That was a girl fisting herself while sucking her own enormous cock. Oh, goodness.
That's as awesome. You do.
As you
one does.
Who hasn't been born?
You know, there have been many a times I thought, I just wish I had a vagina to fist.
Exactly. While I'm doing this.
Although, you say fisting to this one, and she cringes like a guy that just said, saw a guy get kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, it's definitely something I shouldn't say. Never mind.
Not for everyone.
No, definitely not for everyone.
I know both her and our friend Kiara, both, because we were looking through stuff for a Frolicon, and they were doing all the classes, and I came across the fisting class, and both of them just basically went, sweet. Whoa!
Well, you know, and there's a difference, too, between being fisted by a girl.
Yes.
Which I myself have enjoyed enormously. Versus being fisted by big bear hands, exactly. So
we've gotten close.
That's something. No, we have not. we've not gotten close. So that's something that will never happen. Might go the other way. I don't know. Well, we may one day work up to that. Not to give
which
away.
Always reminds me of. I think it was a penthouse. It was a Penthouse or Hustler cartoon where it was. Two gay guys at a stop. They're like at a crosswalk, and underneath one of them, there's a thing of poo underneath them.
Uh-huh.
And the one's looking at the other one, going, "I think we need to lay off fisting for a while."
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, it started out being an animated thing, and then became like a live action thing. Apparently.
Well, I think there's a lot of that kind of stuff that goes on because there's,
people are like, "Oh, this is a thing. Hey, how can we make more money? Because you're going to make more money off of live action
than you would anime." I don't know. I mean, there are some sick people who love the anime stuff.
Blue Goat Demon.
Ooh.
That's hot. I'm all over that. Come here. he was looking like he really wanted to come over. Oh. Oh, I thought she was fucking a boy, but she's not. Damn it. Oh, well.
You'll just have to draw that one yourself.
Yeah, I need to spend some serious time on that.
We'll let Alicia draw that for you.
It's more of the fisting,
Well, that's ass fisting.
Don't underestimate the powers of the artist in residence.
Yeah. So, hey, rimming.
Oh.
No, that's not really, I don't.
Hey, who knows?
Hey, she's green.
Yes, she is.
That's cool.
I noticed that.
That's cool. I'm into that. Oh, and her... Okay, what is it with the Japanese girls with their nipples just spraying? Like, seriously, even if you lactate, that doesn't really...
I can't explain that. There are some things I just can't explain.
Yeah, like all the weird cum dripping, like...
They're always dripping from weird spots, and I cannot explain
it. Oh, well, this... I don't know.
Gas mask. Okay.
Gas mask. Okay, we're actually on Fudenari Obsession now, which is Fudenari Obsession.com.
Oh my.
Okay.
With a gas mask and a waggling pattern textured cock. That's exciting. Vampire.
Speaking of that, did you? There was something we did watch that we have to talk about.
Yeah.
Vampire Girl versus Frankenstein Girl.
I'm only acquiring it now.
And you said
it's on InstaWatch. Oh, yeah, that's where we watched it.
Oh,
yeah.
And the nipples.
It's how do we describe it? Live action anime wirework kung fu gore fest monster movie.
Awesome.
Pretty much.
That sounds like
a love story.
Yeah, love story.
Obviously.
Yeah.
The basic plot is two girls fighting over one guy.
Mm-hmm.
One of them happens to be a vampire. The other one
becomes a Frankenstein monster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it's.
I think I'm tweeting. I'm not high enough for this.
Yes.
Yeah,
which made me want to watch it.
Yes. Yeah. It is.
My one warning to anybody on that movie: if you are triggered by seeing wrist cutting, don't watch this movie.
Okay.
There's one part where they bring in two clubs. Mm-hmm. They keep talking about these two groups of girls.
Mm-hmm.
One is the wrist cutting club.
Okay.
And this is 2009, so these are like Japanese emo girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way back in 2009.
Emo has been around for a while, so it's cutting. So.
Well, I know, but I mean,
I'm saying that's how recent it is.
Okay.
It's not like, I mean, so it's a recent movie. It's a fairly recent movie. The other one is, was it the Dark Girls Club?
Yeah.
But it seems you find out it started off as a tanning club.
Uh-huh.
But now they're also dark, they're trying to be black.
Okay.
To the point where the leader has a big old fro and lips. And another one keeps, every time you see her, she's carrying a Zulu shield and spear.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's
that
not really, that's not giving,
offensive.
That's, yeah, something. Well, considering the third girl has a lip in her, a plate in her lip.
Oh, nice.
And I think the hair done up, too.
Yeah.
And just describing that it does come, they show it, and mm-hmm. it does come part of the story.
Okay.
Because it's one of those things, at first you're going,
what the fuck?
Why are they talking about this?
Right.
And then, as the plot progresses,
okay.
It pays off.
Okay.
So telling you who they are really doesn't ruin anything.
Yeah, but I warn about that first club, because I had to look away from this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're someone who is a former cutter and has that trigger, we'll warn you that. And oh my God, do the Japanese think the bodies hold that much blood?
Yeah.
There's like a Dancing in the Rain scene from this guy just... Okay.
She tore his throat
what was the
out
one
and
that
it's
we
just like...
Saw?
Okay, you know how...
We saw one recently where it was like that. It was like crazy blood.
How the 300, when the Spartans got stabbed, they seemed to have this really tough... Mm-hmm. That's normal compared to this movie.
Okay. Well, yeah, like Kill Bill, there was a lot of blood spraying and things like that, but...
Makes Kill Bill look
cool.
About
10 or 11.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, there was something I saw recently that I was just like... Holy shit! There's a lot there.
And the dub is bad, but it's no worse than your average kung fu movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it is one of those movies you at least need to check out.
Okay, yeah we will check it out.
And it is on Netflix instant streaming. So
okay, what do we have to watch? Didn't you download something that we've got that we're excited about?
Grindhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, the Grindhouse cut of Star Wars
Grindhouse.
Or just Grindhouse? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which was amazing.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
So, anyways, it's an hour and 12, so we gotta go.
That's it.
Come see us at Frolicon.
Yes.
Saturday,
and come at
6 Frolicon. O'clock. Yeah, come see us and then come.
Yeah.
At Frolicon. 6 o'clock, boardroom.
Don't see us after that.
Yeah, we don't care.
Right.
Well, no, we care.
We care if you come.
We
just don't
come.
Want you to know about it.
Well, yeah, no, especially, you know, we'll take a shower.
Yeah, take a shower first, yeah.
And
we don't want to see that you come.
We
don't need to see. You can tell us about it. We don't want the evidence of it.
Right.
There we go. Yeah, we believe
unless
that if you said you come, yeah.
Well, unless you're really hot and you want to come with us.
Oh, well, that's true, too. Yeah.
That, I mean, let's not
burn
those things out.
If we're involved, that's great.
Yeah, that's great. But if we're not involved, if you want to tell us and we're not involved, we don't need the evidence.
If you're just going to go wank in a corner and be like, woohoo, and wave at us with. No, we don't.
We don't. Yeah, we don't
we're not
that,
impressed.
No.
So.
No.
Unless we are.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, come after and then show us. I mean, let's be honest, really. That would be really fucking cool if they're like, hey, I heard your podcast, look! And I'd be like, ew, but okay, fine.
That's fine, yeah.
You know, right?
It's like, so, ooh, and okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Good for you, but
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, that would be thumbs up, but look away.
Exactly. Somebody should get like a t-shirt for that or something.
Okay. Oh, you could go to one of those t-shirt, those cheesy tees places in the mall where you can take a picture of yourself.
Yeah.
And they put it on a t-shirt and just get a picture of...
No, I'm just thinking you win a Kinky and the Geek t-shirt, but we're, you know...
Oh, speaking of that, I need to make an order.
Yeah.
Because we're giving... Oh, that's... Yeah, hopefully we will be giving away something at least our panel.
Okay, cool. And we'll catch up about that later. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
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 Yay.